Knowledge is power, and I have to tell you something, that when you have knowledge about how money works, you get in a much more powerful position.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Well, hey, welcome to everybody out in TV land. You know, the last time we did a broadcast, we had 2,400 locations that were paying attention to what we're doing. And so it's very exciting to think that the world has evolved to where we're able to communicate like this, the things we're able to do. I was part of the very first meeting like this we had 25 years ago. And it was so exciting to think that I'm from Ohio originally, and so I put some guys in my car and drove them from Cincinnati down to Atlanta. And we got to meet with the founder of our company and different people and got to see what we were doing. And we started calling them red carpet days and started, they started with just a carload of people and turned into, at one point, we had about 800 people coming live once a month to take a look at our firm. So it was so exciting. And now to think, I don't even know how many. I mean, we have a studio audience here, which is incredible, but this is going out into TV land, and we've got a chance to have tens of thousands of people, and not only watching it live, but maybe watching it tonight or tomorrow, or maybe some of these speeches may be turned into podcasts. And I'll talk more about that here today in a second. So we are so absolutely blown away by what we're able to do as a team. You know, the fact that we have the ability to communicate like this and what that really means as we do this, having a VIP green carpet day, we call it today. And what that really means is that you get to come into our world and take a look at us. You know, get a feel of what this is, get a look on the inside, meet some of our best leaders, whether it be from the field or from our home office or from our product providers, get to hear from them what they think, what they see, what they've been through. Many of them been in your exact seat. They were looking at this at one time, maybe thinking about making a change in their life or their career, and this is their chance to get a good look on the inside and see what this is. When you meet a company's people, when you meet their leaders, you learn a lot about that company. And that's what you're going to have a chance to do today. We started a thing about 3 years ago, a TV network, if you can believe that. We actually have our own private television network. And in the 21st century, it's not that hard to do. But, you know, we're not TV stars, and we didn't go to media school. My background's accounting. And you'll hear today from all the different leaders and all their different backgrounds, you'll find none of us are media trained. We're just business leaders that have a team, and we're excited, and we're trying to help you to look at this and get a more inside look so you can determine one thing. Would this or could this be right for you? You know, is the biggest industry in the world attractive to you? Is one of the most dynamic teams at the most dynamic moment in the history of the biggest industry in the world, is that good timing for you? It's perfect timing for us. We want to know if it's good timing for you. So whether you're looking at this on a smartphone or looking at it on a tablet or a computer or any kind of TV, you have access to this now. And what a difference technology makes and the To Do It Now makes. You know, if you're a Twitter person, you can send a tweet out there to hashtag WealthWave, and that'll get to us, and we even put those up on the screen, and so those get broadcast live as we go through. So if you're online with us today and you're so inclined, go out there and tell us what you think about what you see here and how you feel about it. Today's guest host in from out of town is one of my great friends. We've been friends for going on 3 decades now, and a guy who I think is one of the most dynamic leaders in our whole company. His name is Darren Farrell from Austin, Texas. He's got an incredible background to be a financial entrepreneur. You know what it is? He used to be an Elvis impersonator. So if you're nice, he may sing a little bit today. He may not, but sometimes he does. He's not dressed for it today, but he may tell you a little bit about that story, how he's One time, other time, he wasn't really dressed for it, and he got what he's looking for. So it's exciting to think that people from all these different backgrounds, all these different walks of life, can have one thing in common. You know what that is? They have big dreams. And you may have dreams bigger than your opportunity. And if you do, then you got one choice. Shrink your dreams to fit the size of your opportunity, or open your eyes and take a look at an opportunity that might be as big or bigger than your dreams. And if you could ever find that, you could put yourself in a very unique position. And so that's what Darren's going to help you with today. And I believe the kind of leaders you're going to hear today are the kind of leaders that have such a great history. That's what gives us such a great future. The places we've been together. You're going to hear from over 200 years of experience today. Can you imagine in one business, one way? Darren and I have been doing this together for over 60 years. That's crazy. Who would have thought we'd ever be doing that? You know, I started doing this when I was 22, and I know you started in your 20s. And when you look at that, what does that mean? Well, that means we didn't know anything, because when you're in your 20s, you don't know a whole lot. But we learned, and we learned from some of the best. And they taught us the words, taught us how to do some of these things we see us do today. And now we're practiced. We've been doing this for a long time together. We've been doing it a long time using technology. I'm the original person that brought a lot of the technology to our firm 25 years ago and 20 years ago. Do you know that we had the very first financial service industry website? In 1993, January, I hit the button, and we had a website when nobody else in financial services had a website yet. So we've had some firsts in our life when it comes to technology and our business careers. So it's very exciting to me to have a chance to do that. And so whatever is between where you are today and the kind of business, the kind of life that you'd like to have, we want you to look at this and just consider one thing the rest of the afternoon. Could this be the vehicle that I could become a part of that could help take me where I want to go and do the things that I see for my future, for your family, for yourself, for your legacy, for all those things as you go forward? So we have our own TV show because we have a studio here, and I can't tell you how much fun that is. Last Monday, we had our first show, and it was just great. We had guests here, and we talked a lot about a lot of things. We laid out our whole strategy for 2018. Some of the talks have been turned into podcasts already, and we have thousands and thousands of people listening to our podcast already, which is just a sign of the times. So all you have to do is go to getleadershiplive.com, and you can find our live TV show. The other events we've held are there, and of course, I'll tell you in a second how to get to our podcast. But what I like to refer to this is our live vision, strategy, ideas, recognition, and examples of how to do this. That's what it is. And when I was in business back in the 80s, I would have given anything to have that. I used to drive lots of distance and do anything to sit in a meeting with a leader to try and glean some of this. I mean, just to try and figure some of it out. You know, when you start, if you don't have a great example locally, and who does when you're new, how do you get all this? Well, that's what this is all about. Having a TV network allows us to do that. Back in the 80s, we had a TV network. If you can imagine that, you remember TVs like that? Some of you do, some of you don't. But you can imagine what it was like. We had a little 19-inch TV in my office, and we had our leader come on once every Monday, and he would go give us a speech, and we'd sit there and listen, and I have the volume on the TV turned up, and about 50 people in the room listening furiously. And if you couldn't catch it live, some of you may remember these days, what happened if you couldn't catch any kind of TV show live? Well, what you had to do is you had to go, and we had a dish in our parking lot that would pull the signal in, and that signal was then shot right into one of this old-fashioned thing called a VCR. Some of you probably never heard of that, but that was the thing you put a big fat tape in, and you would record what you were experiencing. And then how good was the quality on those? Pretty bad, right? And who knows where you found a blank tape and how that all worked, but we all did it. And I remember having just a whole array of those from all the different shows we had done. But then nobody had a VCR on them. Nobody kept a VCR in their car or in their office. So the only shot you had at watching one of those tapes was to take it to your home. And then who knew how to work the darn thing? You know, you had the time flickering on it, and you just had no idea how to even turn it on. So it was challenging to communicate back in those days. We found a way to do it anyway. Then all of a sudden, the 90s got here, and we had our company started, and we affiliated ourselves with the Dish Network. So we created our own channel called the Leadership Network, and we went out there, and you had to put a little 18-inch dish on your roof instead of an 8-foot one. And, of course, the cost was greatly reduced for both us and the people out there listening to it. And amazingly enough, I was the host of it back then. I don't know how that ever happened, but I'm an accountant, and I did start as a musician also, so I know a little bit about putting on a show. So we did it, and I was really bad to start with, but I got better. In fact, I tell people when my daughters were little, they used to come with me to the studio, and they thought I was a TV guy. They thought I was like the guy doing the news or something, because we would do that. And the studio was a very different-looking place. It was more, you know, just a big cavernous place. We had about 25 people that it took to run a TV show back then. You know how many people it takes to do this in the digital world? First of all, we've got way better quality. This is all being shot in 4K with super high-resolution digital sound, and it only takes two people to run this whole thing. It's all set up in presets, and really just wonderful how technology allows us to do these things. So Then as the 1900s were coming to an end, we shifted our technology one more time and went to webinar. Now, why would you do that? Well, first of all, greatly reduced cost. But the real reason was because people could get it almost anywhere. You could get it on any computer anywhere, and everybody had one in their office, and or you could get to one. And so we started that with just a handful of people, and eventually we became the largest use of webinar technology with a company called GoToWebinar. We're one of the largest users of that in the United States. So we have thousands of people on there every Monday with us, learning about leadership and learning about what we do. And that was fun. You know, so we went from having the biggest private television network in the 80s to having our own channel on the Dish Network in the 90s to having one of the biggest webinars. And then that's evolved. So, you know, I met Andy Horner, who you just saw, and we got to make us kind of get upscaled. And before you know it, we had our webinar available because of technology. You know, it was a day when Steve Jobs stood up and he did this, didn't he? He held this in his hand. This is not just a cell phone. This is a communication device. This is a video player. This is a webinar player. And so people, as you can see on the screen there, they play they join us on our webinar on their phone, many of them now. People that are they're part-time with us. Maybe they're at their work or they're driving somewhere and they can listen in and see what's going on. And so I believe in today's time, you're either a disruptor or a disruptee. And I don't want to be a disruptee. I want to be the one out there driving things. And interestingly enough, the financial services world, is the last place to really get big-time disruption coming its way. So that's our intention, is to bring that to them with better communication, better leadership, better vision, better strategy, all the things that are necessary. I mentioned our podcast a second ago. I'm not going to really give you a commercial for it, but you just go to Get Leadership Now, and now versus live. You know, live is the TV show. Get Leadership Now is our podcast, and it'll let you, if you have an Apple device, it'll show you how to do that. If you don't, it's web-based. You can listen to it right there. The same kind of concept as the TV show, it's just the audio version of it. And one of the things that's exciting from my perspective that I've learned is that you can multitask when you do a podcast. So if you're watching a video, you got to put your eyes on it and your ears, right? But if you're just listening, what can you do? Well, you can be working out or taking a walk or driving, anything. So you can do two things at once. And quite often, that's the world we all live in today, right? All of you multitask. And many of you have Bluetooth in your car and your cell phone. And so you can get in there and shoot it right into speakers in your car. And what is there to listen to? Well, you know, my belief is that you could be a listener today and you could become a better leader because of what goes in those ears, that you could listen to somebody who's maybe like you or got a background like yours, and you could figure out how to take this to the next level. The cross-section of people we've got in this already in just a couple months is kind of mind-blowing as I look at the quality, the backgrounds, the success they've had. Our best leaders giving you their best words, their best strategy, their best thoughts. Some of the talks you'll hear today will be almost immediately converted into podcasts where somebody can listen to it and really do that. So I believe this is your chance to take not only a look at us while you're sitting here, but a look at us continually. You can review the video again tonight or listen to the podcast tomorrow and those kind of things. And all of that makes a difference. And I've heard stories in just a few months we've had podcasts of how many people have been able to listen to a certain podcast by a certain leader, maybe listen to it a couple times and forward it or share it and things that, you know, in just the linear live meeting world only, you really couldn't do. And so it's exciting to be able to do that. So let me finish my part today with this. I want to share with you, 36 years later, I've been doing this, and I want to share with you, people ask me all the time, what's the difference between today and 36 years ago? And I'll say one thing to you, it's longevity. People are living so much longer. And with the longer life that you have, whether you want it or not, or you realize it or not, you're going to live longer than you think you're going to. Things that used to kill people in the past, things that were probably going to get you the day you were born, they don't get you anymore. You know, this time last year, my darn heart valve went bad. Who ever heard of that? I'm in perfect health. I never missed a day of school or work. And all of a sudden, I was feeling kind of sluggish. And so I go in and they say, oh, we got to replace your valve. And I said, what does that mean? The guy said, open heart surgery. I thought, what in the world? Open heart what? Now, luckily, it's 2016 when this happens. So they didn't have to cut me down the middle. They went in the side. I won't give you all the details. But if this had been 1975, I'd have been saying goodbye to everybody. Because it's 2016, they went in there and fixed it, put in a mechanical one. I make a little click sound now, but that's good. Clicking is good if you got a hard valve, okay? So I'm able to have that thing, and now I feel like I'm 30 again. If I'd have known all you needed was a new heart valve to feel 30 again, I might have got one anyway. But I do, and I feel great, and that's modern technology. So you can check heart valve off the list for me. It wasn't going to get me. And I don't know what it's going to be in the end. It'll be something probably, but just think about how long you're going to live and what that's going to mean. What's going to mean, you're going to need more of two things. The first is you're going to need more health than you probably think you're going to. Everybody's kind of your worst fear is to get old and be all worn out, you know, and have maybe been a little crazy as you grew up, and maybe you smoked or did something you shouldn't have done, and next thing you know, you're old and won't really want to be in that condition to be old, right? But everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to live a long time. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die, right? And I'm telling you, because you're going to live a long time. If you have children, the odds are they're going to be over 100. That's the odds, somewhere between 105 and 110. So now, what are they going to do to make sure your health lasts as long as you do? What are you going to do? It won't be the same thing your parents or grandparents did, because they didn't need to have that much health for how long they were going to live, based on how long people lived in those days, right? That's just the way it's working now. There's one other thing you're going to need more of than you probably think, and that's going to be money. You're going to need more wealth, because people's biggest fear today is what? Outliving your money. So my question to you is, what are you going to do to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do? Well, one of the first things you're going to have to probably do is maybe make a little more of it, right? You probably, with what you're saving today and what you're earning today, maybe that's not enough if you were to live to 100 or 105. And that's possible, right? In fact, I'd like to say to you, I think it's likely, especially if you start making some money and saving some money and you have some means, you could do things. So one of the reasons I think that these kind of things have happened is because health and wealth really are not taught in schools. You can go to really good schools, private schools, cost a lot of money, and you can get out and you really don't know much about much. And what it comes down to is, when it comes to money, you know how to make it and you know how to spend it. But what about saving it and investing it and questions of credit or risk or taxes or insurance or estate planning, those kind of things, legacy planning? Who teaches you that? How do you learn that? Well, that means you're going to probably have to sit down with somebody. You know, you could, my personal opinion is you need somebody who's a financial professional. Just like when I was having trouble with my heart, I didn't just Google it. You know, now everybody Googles everything, right? But what, would you Google something about your health and just say, oh, Google said it's no big deal? No, you'd go to somebody who's a professional and say, hey, doc, check this out. It don't feel right, right? That's what you do. Well, what about your finances? Would you really trust your finances to the internet? Would you just go online and Google it and say, oh, I'm already fine? You wouldn't do that, would you? I don't think you would. So what you really need to do is you need to sit down with somebody who this is their profession, this is their life's work, and let them take you through it step by step and tell you what to do and how to do it. And you share with them what you're thinking and what your situation is, and they share with you some ideas about ways to navigate life and to navigate your finances. And because we live in a time when people are more afraid of outliving their money than dying, it's a very popular thing. Everybody wants to talk about it. They don't want to be sold. They'd love to have the conversation, though. And so what we did is, quite a few years ago, we decided to put our focus on teaching financial literacy. We teach you how it works and give you the information you need to have, whether it's from a TV show or a podcast or a meeting. And then what happens is you get that knowledge with your newfound literacy, and you can combine that with your desire to move forward, and we can help introduce you to products and services and strategies to help you to navigate the times you're in, plus the times you're headed to, and the stage of life that you're at, and that can help you to get your situation where it needs to be. And what a big deal that is. I'm going to share with you today something some of you have probably heard of, but maybe some of you might not have. And this is the thing that I heard in 1982 that changed my whole life. I knew the second I heard this, and to give you an idea what year that was, a guy turned his back on the crowd and drew this out on a whiteboard. And I was kind of amazed to see a whiteboard. I'd never seen one of those before, okay? So he drew this on a whiteboard, and I thought, I've got a degree in accounting, and I work for a big accounting firm, and I think I know a fair amount about how money works, and they're showing me something there I had never had a clue about, never heard of. And so it's a pretty big deal. Once you have it, it's just such power. So you take the number 72, and you divide the interest rate into it, and it tells you how many years it takes for $1 to turn to $2. So now what is that? What value does that have? Well, it's a little mental math shortcut, and what you can do is, in a flash, whether you're borrowing money or saving money, you can tell how long the double's going to be. And it's exciting to have power like that. We're just at a flicker. You can just decide something. So, for instance, if you divide 72 by 1%, it takes 72 years. Now, you wouldn't knowingly go do that on purpose, I don't think. But we'll talk more about that in a second. But so at 1%, 72 years. What if you could get 4%? Is there any place in the world where 4% is possible? Well, sure there is. Well, all of a sudden, then your money will double every 18 years. And then if you kept going, what if you went to 8%? 4% more makes it double every 9 years. What if you went one step beyond that and found a way to get 12%? At 12%, money doubles every 6 years. You know, I went back the other day and I looked, and from the day I got in this business to, I think it was Monday, the stock market has averaged right at 12% that entire 35 plus years. So that tells me 12% is not impossible. That's something we'd have to talk about, you know, how much risk you're willing to take and what kind of product or service or strategy might give you that possibility. But you need to know what it's worth. Would the extra risk of that be worth taking a look at if you had a chance to maybe have your money double every 6 years? Well, I know what my answer would be. Your answer would be something we'd have to talk about, right? So as you think about that, this is a little picture of it. So at 4%, if you had 10,000 at age 29, you would get two doubles, one every 18 years. So 10 would turn to 20, which would turn into 40 at age 65 there, okay? Now watch what happens, how amazing this compounding is. If you went to 8%, 10 turns to 20, then 20 to 40, and 40 to 80, it goes all the way to 160 by age 65, four times the money, but you only got double the interest. Isn't that fascinating? That's something that I think they ought to teach when you're in fifth grade. I mean, you really need to know that, especially when it comes to getting a credit card and some of those kind of things, right? So what if you could get that 12% number? Well, there it is. You end up getting two more doubles, you have a total of six doubles, 16 times the money over getting four. Is that amazing? Just the power of that, it just kind of blows my mind. And, you know, when Albert Einstein was asked about what he thought was the most amazing thing he'd ever seen, you know what he said? The magic of compound interest. That's what he said. Crazy to think a guy who's seen what he had seen would think that compound interest made all that difference to him. So, now what about that 1% number I told you about in the beginning? Would anybody knowingly put any money there if you knew it was going to take 72 years to double? No, they do worse than that. You know what they do? There's $16 trillion sitting in passbook and money market accounts, averaging 0.12. Now, how good is 0.12? Well, do the math. You know what that is? 600 years. They used to give you a toaster. Now you don't even get that. And 600 years? Are you kidding me? Now, we're going to live a long time. We're not going to live 600 years, right? So you want these doubles. Every extra double means what? It means double. How hard is that to figure out, right? Maybe that's one of the reasons we don't know about it. So even if you put it in a CD, these long-term CDs can take as much as 300 years to double. So it's to me, that's the definition of insanity, is considering putting your money someplace like that for whatever reason. So and at retirement, every single double makes a difference. You've got to get these doubles in your life. You've got to, that's twice the money, twice the power, twice the ability to take care of yourself and your family like you really want to. Now, why is that something that nobody really knows about? Well, my opinion is the financial industry doesn't want you to know. Why do they not want you to know? Because the less you know, the bigger their buildings are. They are just happy as can be that you stay as dumb as you need to be for you to keep giving them their money at 0.12 while they go do what with it? They turn around and hand you a credit card with the other hand at maybe at 25%. I didn't show you with 25 doubles. I mean, it's crazy what happens with this. But knowledge will save you from yourself. Whether you want that car or that home or that credit card, knowledge of how money really works and how interest rates work and how compounding works, that'll help you to make the right decision, as we know. So there was a poll done recently by Gallup where they studied people all over the world with respect to literacy. They asked them five simple questions, and you had to get three of them right to be considered literate. And they're a very simple question to me. I mean, really simple. Nothing complex. You don't need a calculator. And you know what happened? Two out of three people in the world were illiterate. Couldn't even answer three questions right. And they were all over the world. It was crazy the kind of results that people got. And women did a lot worse on it than men did, which is hard to believe. Because, you know, girls are always way smarter in school, right? But it's not taught in school. So if it's not taught in school, then what difference did that really make? You need to know this. You really do. And you know, we live in a time when women write most of the checks and make most of the financial decisions, so they really need to know. And for whatever reason, the way the world's shaped up today, people just simply don't know how money works. And it's so there was even a George Washington University study that showed that 66% of the people in the greatest country in the world, the United States, don't understand compounding. So to me, that creates an unlimited business opportunity. The fact that we could go into business in that world, the biggest industry in the world, and go teach people something they don't know, but they desperately need to know, and then match products and services up with it to help them to realize the goals that they have. So we have a video that talks about literacy, and you know what the name of it is? Change your literacy, change your life. I think those are very powerful six words. The fact that you can change how you look at how money works and learn more about it, and then the result of that is you do smarter things that give you a chance to have your life be different than it was going to be, that you're on track to have it be because of the knowledge you had before. So knowledge is power, and I have to tell you something, that when you have knowledge about how money works, you get in a much more powerful position. The ability to know that the world's not going to take advantage of you, that you're going to do smart things with money. And maybe if we talk to you about a new career or an additional career, maybe you might even make more money. Maybe that would make a big difference for you. Some people, no matter how much they save of what they earn, they can't save enough, so they need to make more. So you're going to learn something about that today that I think will be very powerful. If you look up the word client in the dictionary says it's somebody who's under the protection of another. I want you to know we don't have customers here. Best Buy has customers, and McDonald's has customers. We have clients. They're under our protection. They trust us. And that's the business you're looking at today. You're looking at a business of trust, where to me it's very sacred. We have our sacred honor is serving these families and helping them to learn this and be introduced to the products and services they need to become successful, to make all that difference. So being wiser about your money, of course, being wiser about your health, that never hurts anything. I think it's necessary for the long life that you dream of and very likely are going to have. You need to know about that. And so that's why we're having this meeting today. The age wave, people living longer, is now shifting over and becoming the wealth wave. What is the wealth wave? The wealth wave is, what are you going to do? How much can you learn about money? How fast and how quickly can you react and do something about it to make a difference in your life financially? How long? How would that work? What would that look like? That's what you got to find a way to do. So we have these VIP days for a very specific reason. We want you to come in here, listen to our best people, find out if this feels like, if this sounds like, if this looks like the kind of company you could consider not just placing your life savings with, but maybe placing your life's work with. Taking the career you have in front of you, which may be a long one, no matter how long you've been doing what you've been doing, you could have many, many, many years left of a career. What if you could do something like this? What difference would you make in the world? What difference would you make for people? What difference would it make for you and your family? And you know, I now have our second generation doing this. My daughter, you'll hear from today, she's in our business, just started in January, already just doing an amazing job. Now, I know she's been around this her whole life, but doing this for her life's work has just begun. And so we want you to hear not just from someone like me with all these decades of experience, but somebody who's just a few months ahead of you, and listen to what that might sound like. And so you might be able to see yourself maybe through her and some of her words. But I'll say one thing to you as I finish. I believe it takes strong leadership. That's what it takes. If something works, there's a leader at work behind the scenes. If something doesn't work, almost every time it's a lack of leadership, a lack of vision, a lack of strategy. You've got that here. You've got great leadership. You've got great vision. You've got great strategy. The only question is it for you? Is this what you're looking for? And I believe that's why you're here today. So we call it limitless because we're in the biggest industry in the world. You could talk to somebody about anything from as little as $10 a month they want to save, all the way up to we've got high net worth, multi seven figure clients. And so that's the range. What's the range where you work? You know, that's what you got to think through. What's the possibility with what you're doing now? And so as I look at that and I think about this, I think you've got a chance to position yourself so you put yourself right where you need to be to become the kind of successful that you imagine and you dream of in your mind's eye, and you can do it with what you see here today. The kind of people you're going to meet, the kind of heart that they have, the kind of experience and success they'll be sharing with you, and what difference that's going to make possibly in your life if you can just open your mind like you open your eyes, open your ears, pay attention, listen, internalize this, and I think you'll come to the same conclusion I did. I have to try this. I've got to be part of this. This looks like this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. That's how I felt the first second I looked at it. I thought they were great people doing great things for clients, and I wanted to be part of that. And if you feel that way, then you let us know. We'll have that conversation with you. So I don't think anybody's better positioned than we are, the way we have ability to introduce you not just to products and services, but to our business. And then on top of that, our goal is to teach you not just about how money works, but how building a business works, how becoming an entrepreneur works. You're going to hear today from people that have all different stages of success along the line, becoming an entrepreneur, building a business, becoming successful, and really leading the change that the world requires for success to happen like we all know it needs to. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today. Those of you on TV, welcome to WealthWave TV. Welcome to Green Carpet Day. We appreciate so much having you with us. I look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.